Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. There's been a lot of controversy over Jobs Ohio. That's the public-private job-creating entity that Governor Kasich created. To help explain what's happening is Karen Kassler. She's the State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
Let's break it down briefly. What is Jobs Ohio?
Well, Jobs Ohio was the creation of Governor Kasich. He talked about it during his campaign for governor. He created it because he felt like the Department of Development, the state's job-creating agency, wasn't doing the job, so to speak. And so he felt that a public-private entity that could invest in companies and try to lure companies here through loans and other opportunities would be a better choice. And so this public-private partnership was created. The Department of Development was stripped basically in half. And Jobs Ohio was the job-creating part of it, the public-private entity. And then the Development Services Agency is what's left. And that agency still has some responsibilities with the state, for example, home winterization and some other things that the Department of Development did do before. So Jobs Ohio, the grand plan was to have it funded through a securitization of the state's liquor profits.
So now what we're left with, no more Department of Development. We have Jobs Ohio, the public-private entity, and then we have this other arm, DSA.
Right, the Development Services Agency.
So now there's been a lot of talk about the lack of transparency with this new public-private entity, Jobs Ohio. What's the deal?
Well, the concern has always been that a public-private entity, how are you going to keep track of the private dollars? And the connections between DSA and Jobs Ohio are still there. DSA, among its duties, services the loans that are offered by Jobs Ohio. And so that is one area where people are concerned about the public money that goes into DSA going into this private entity. And the whole idea of tracking this money, the state's liquor profits that were bonding against, watching where that money goes. And right now, the liquor profits are not being used by Jobs Ohio because of the lawsuits that have been happening around the entity. The Ohio Supreme Court is eventually going to weigh in on whether Jobs Ohio is constitutional on its face and how it was created. So Jobs Ohio for right now has been going forward with a combination of state grants and also some private donations. The state grants and the state money are auditable by the state auditor, but the private dollars, Governor Kasich and House Speaker Bill Batchelder, both Republicans, feel that the state auditor, who is also a Republican, should not have an opportunity to audit those private dollars. And so there's a real concern here about that private money and about the connection the private money has to the public dollars and where all this is going and whether taxpayers, we, have a right to see what's actually happening.
Is this a fight that's happening along party lines?
Well, it's crossing party lines, actually. What we have is the Republican state auditor, David Yost, along with Democrats, saying the auditor should have the opportunity to audit all of Jobs Ohio, the public dollars and the private dollars. You have Governor Kasich, House Speaker Bill Batchelder, and other Republicans who are supporting Jobs Ohio saying the auditor does not. What's interesting here is that Bill Batchelder, when he was an appellate court judge, wrote an opinion back in 2000 or concurred with an opinion that said that the state auditor did have the right to look into private dollars when they're part of a larger public audit. And so that's now being pointed to as Bill Batchelder arguing that many years ago, but now not necessarily feeling the same way. And so there's also a political element to this, even though this does cross party lines. You have to look at the Democrats who are really bringing this out and talking about this a lot. Democrats are gearing up for a campaign against Governor Kasich next year. And so certainly their interest is to talk about this and make this a really public issue, even though, you know, the argument could be that it is, but you do have to look at the political implications behind it and see that going on as well as everything else.
It's certainly a complicated issue. And I mean, you know, what's the takeaway from this? Why should people care about what's happening at the State House over Jobs Ohio?
Well, it's taxpayer dollars. It honestly is. While there are in the Jobs Ohio pool that we found out about when Jobs Ohio, its annual report was issued, and also there were some other documents that were released, there was about $5.3 million in state grants and then about $7 million in private donations, and so about $12 million altogether. The agency employs, at the time, about 26 people, now about 21, and so you have to wonder where all that money is going and what that money is doing. And so as a taxpayer anybody who pays taxes in the state should be concerned about where their money goes at the state house in any case. But then when you have an agency that has not been able to completely open its books for whatever reasons, and people have different reasons for why, the main reason being that these are private dollars that are involved, then you have to wonder what's going on, and is there anything that is going on that's not what taxpayers want to see happen.
I've been speaking with Karen Kassler from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Have a great weekend.